What do you wait for, Mary, alone among the graves? Why do you linger long here and gaze on silent caves? I loved him more than others, I loved him more than all, because he came to save me from what others thought my call. For money I made merry with men who loved me not, but every day I hated life and loathed my lonely lot. For every man had had me in bed or shady place, and every day I played my role in deepening disgrace. The Pharisees despised me, unclean, they cried in hate. They offered no way out for me and left me to my fate. I longed for love and comfort, but thought I'd never know the life that other women led. To them I seemed a foe. While living in the city, although I ruled the night, by day I could not meet the eyes of those who knew my plight. So when he came, I feared him. I thought this holy man would never have a place for me in any godly plan. And yet his words roused longing. He seemed to be so kind. I asked myself that if indeed this man could heal the blind, then could his power and pity e'en heal my hurting heart? He turned to me, and once he spoke, the devils must depart. No coldness did he show me, while others looked in shock, but firmly he commanded them, "Come out!" And as one flock, they did as he commanded. The crowd all gasped or ran. But when he raised me up, I knew that day my life began. So when they left me, Jesus made me another one of those who follow gladly where'er his feet have gone. For in his flock are many, and each within it knows that but for Christ compassionate, they'd share my former woes. That day I joined his people, a life of love to live, for God has given Jesus Christ the power to forgive. Now no one called me cursed, but looked me in the eye, and said I was their sister. I cry and cry and cry. I have no words to tell you what joy his presence gave, but now without a reason they have laid him in the grave. It seems the dream is over, that Mary might be glad, and everyone will make me live a life obscene and sad. Without him I have nothing, I loathe my very life. Already there are knaves who say that I was Jesus' wife. For they can ne'er imagine what joy it was to know that he would love me ever as a sister pure as snow. That to me was dearer far than anything in life. I'd sooner be a suicide than ever Jesus' wife. But all is gone and empty. I stand before his tomb. I weep here for my brother, and my life is wrapped in gloom. What kind of man then are you that queries of me here? Please leave me grieving heedlessly, and worry not my ear. The stranger just said, "Mary," and looked her in the eye. She saw the one who could not be alive neath dawn's dim sky. Her joy could not be measured, contained, or even guessed, for by his victory over death he'd shown her life was blessed. If death itself was ended, the life he'd let her lead could never then be took away, and joy was hers indeed. The joy of resurrection is sweet and deeply held by those who know without it they would live their lives compelled.